Good morning, church. You know, you often hear the phrase, a mother knows her child. But more amazingly, she's able to give that child individualized love. See, I come from a family of 10, and I thought I was special. Until I got older, and I figured it out, we all got the same amount of love. It was just different for each and every one of us. So I'm going to take y'all back with this poem. It's a tribute to Mother. A throne is set to honor you. Come in and take your seat. Remove those old worn slippers so I may rub your feet. Today's your day to celebrate. So sit back and relax. Before I serve you dinner, let me recall some facts. You spent a lifetime loving me and did so with a smile, a love so everlasting you showered on this child. You held my hand for school that day and you told me not to cry. You said that it would be okay as you waved goodbye. The homemade cake, you begged me for being a good boy. The spoon you saved for licking, because you knew that brought me joy. I got a little older, but not quite yet a man. I had no time for mommy, but still, you'd understand. Puff of smoke and crystal mints. I'm going to say that again. Puff of smoke and crystal mints. You'd send me to the store. A Sunday morning ritual I did for you no more. When God created woman, he had to break the mold. He knew they'd become mothers with challenges untold. Now all grown up and without tears, I sit here at your feet. I place a rose within your hands. You tell me, that's so sweet. So as I rise and kiss your cheek, just as you knew I would do, this time I turn to say goodbye and tell you I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
You told me everything, and everything you've given me, I'll always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. And no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all times. Mama, you know I love you, oh, you know I do.
Mama,
oh, Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know.
Oh, loving you is like like food to my soul. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You show me right from my wrong. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was doubting me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on. There were so many times, looking back, when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and save me. I can face anything. And no one else can do what you have done for me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh, mama.
Mama, you know I love you.
You know I love you. You know I love you. I'm never gonna go a day without you. It fills me up just thinking about you. I'll never go a day without my mama. Mama, you know I love you. Mama. My soul. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hello, everyone. My name is Father Steve Thorne, and I greet you on this fifth Sunday in this great season of Easter. The church continues to understand and celebrate the gift of the resurrection of Jesus Christ as we walk these days preparing for Pentecost. But today is the second Sunday of May, and we know it's Mother's Day. So a special happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. We love you and respect you in such a great way. In a special way, we give greetings to all those who mother us in other ways. Perhaps you do not have your own natural children, but you've been a mother to us. And we are grateful, and we say thank you, and we love you as well. A special shout out to all of our sisters, religious sisters, because we know how much our nuns and sisters have been a great gift to us. So happy Mother's Day to our sisters. And I stand here at the altar of our Blessed Virgin Mary, Blessed Mother, because it's a wonderful place where we come and to thank God for the gift of motherhood. This statue was given to us by the Blessed Sacrament Sisters in Bensalem as their convent closed, a very special gift from St. Catherine Drexel Sisters. In a special way, I think of that song, which I love so much, by the Intruders. I will always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. And so happy Mother's Day to all. As we come together on this fifth Sunday of Easter, the gospel text today is John chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. This gospel is often used at funerals, and we know it very well. Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again to take you to myself. Where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said to Jesus, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I've read that gospel many, many times as a priest for the last 22 years. But I read it this morning on Mother's Day. It touched my heart in a different way. God's word never changes, but we do change. When I read that gospel, the very first verses touched my heart. When Jesus says, have faith in God, have faith also in me. I couldn't help but think about my mother, who passed away many years ago while I was at the seminary. My mother taught me to have faith. Long before I went to the seminary or theology school, I learned theology in my home, because parents are the first and best teachers of the faith. My mom did just that. She taught me to have faith, to trust in God even when I can't see a way out, for Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Today I thank her and ask God to bless her, and I know she smiles upon me today as many people who've lost their moms feel the same thing. But I thank God for my mom giving me the gift of faith. We know right now we need that. I can't imagine going through this pandemic that the world experiences right now, and specifically our nation, without faith. Not from a book so much, but a true faith that tells me even when I can't see it, my God is present, my God is awesome, and my God walks with me through it all. I pray today that all of us will have an increase of faith. We thank God for the gift of our moms, and we ask God to continue to bless us as we come together very soon to celebrate and give thanks for many blessings. In our great Catholic tradition, we turn to Mary, not to worship her, but she does not want our worship, but to see her as an example of faith, a woman who trusted and believed in the power and the presence of God. I invite you now to pray with me that beautiful that we all know so well. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.